Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Try to go to the air here. Rodgers end zone's got his man. Touchdown, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. On third down, got it to DK Metcalf. And fighting his way for the touchdown.
Man, we love Monday Night Football. Mission accomplished. Certainly we wanted to engineer victory, but we wanted to do it in a certain way. That was a hot football team, and they'd rode their run game over the last month or so. I think they had averaged 192 a game over the last 5 weeks. And so we needed to stop the run, and certainly we need to run the ball in the effort to flip that component of it. And I think that made the engineering of victory more fluid.
Good morning, everybody. A Steelers victory Tuesday. You smell that, Doran?
A little bit.
That's farts from Five Guys. Because that's what I ate pregame. But no, wait. Smells like a winning streak, baby. The Steelers are unleashing hell in December. 2-0 in December because they've got the cheat code. They've got the postal worker. That's what I'm going to call Aaron Rodgers moving forward. Sleet, snow, cold temperatures, hell, high water. He's going to ball, baby. And the Steelers, well, they're in the driver's seat, baby, in the AFC North. A necessary, impressive, dominant win over a hot football team. And they sucked the soul, they sucked the life out of that football team in the third quarter. Steelers marched down the field, bang, touchdown at the end of the first half. They marched down the field, bang, touchdown, beginning of the second half. And given the elements, given how bad Miami's quarterback is, yeesh, you didn't really feel like this one was ever in danger. And you asked me yesterday, Doran, does it matter what it looks like? Or is it just about the win? And I answered it by saying it's just about the win. At this time of the year, you just got to stack dubs. But you know what? Yes, a necessary win. But the way in which they did it took me from kind of believing because of Rogue Rodgers to now, I don't know, I'm kind of glass half full on the belief. I'm starting to think that this Steelers team could be destined for something more. I'm not all the way there yet, but they handled their business against a football team that was coming into the game playing better than they were. What a win!
Yeah, it was definitely a big win. I mean, at home, and you got one more home game to close out the season, right? So you figured out a way to beat a hot team at home with your backs against the wall, really. And there's a lot of people, myself included, that didn't believe that this team could ever be consistent at any point. could ever stack wins. And they proved a lot of people wrong last night. Now, I know that the Miami Dolphins aren't world beaters, but they were a hot football team, a team that had a lot of confidence coming into this game. And they harped on their – and they put their hat on their running game. And the Steelers did a good job of slowing that down with Devon Achane. I mean, a really good player. Clearly, you saw at times what he could be capable of doing if he just had that extra block or extra step. So, defensively, I thought played well in the first half. And then in the second half, Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf throwing the ball over the middle of the field, targeting tight ends, things that, you know, that we – expected at the beginning of the season to be a consistent thing. It happened consistently last night in the second half. So you got to be extremely happy about this win. Now you just got to figure out a way to replicate again up in Detroit, Michigan.
Yes. Because if you do, you really grab a stranglehold of this
thing. Oh my gosh. Well, you do way more than that, in my opinion.
Right.
If you do.
Because
you do way more than that.
Because then you've won three in a row, all in December. This one, if it happens in Detroit against a good football team playing for their playoff lives, that would be a statement win of all statement wins. But we'll save some of that for later on in the week. The Steelers played complimentary football in this one in a way we really haven't seen maybe all season long.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they were ready to go from kickoff. They knew they had to stop the run. They were physical. They were forcing punts. Asante Samuel Jr. with the interception that had to get Tua thinking. They even said it on the ESPN broadcast. Tua was sort of making a point not to wear a jacket. Then he throws the interception. He goes to the sideline, grabs himself his parka. Oh, shoot. Now all of a sudden I throw a pick and it's cold. So defensively from the outset, really good. Offensively, it took a little bit for the wheels to start moving. But at the end of the first half, they matriculated the dang thing. And then in the second half, the running game took over. And then bang, there came the play action. There came the RPO. There came some big plays to MVS. An absolute laser beam from Rodgers to DK Metcalf. And I got to give Mike Tomlin a lot of credit. We're a fair radio show. I'm not going to sit here and criticize Mike Tomlin when it's not warranted. I will praise him when it is. And they went 3-for-3 on fourth downs. He said after the Ravens game, we thought against those guys in their building, we got to be aggressive. And the only reason I was hopeful that they might be aggressive moving forward was because Rogue Rodgers on the offensive side was going to take over. Those three decisions are Mike Tomlin decisions. When you go for fourth down, that goes to the head coach, nobody else. He's making that call. 3-for-3 on fourth downs was a statement.
Yeah.
We're not content to play field position here and try to lean on the defense. No, we're taking the fight to Miami. I thought that that was impressive and necessary. Necessary is a word I'm going to use, I think, a lot today.
Yeah.
Rodgers played as well as you can play, given how the defense was playing. He talked about that a lot after the game. They were playing two safeties pretty much the whole game, so you had to dink and dunk him, and he did. He was efficient. 85% completion percentage, his best since 2014. And you mentioned the run defense. Just 63 rushing yards for Miami, just 60 for Achane, 3.9 yards per carry. Their secret sauce to their four-game winning streak was limiting Tua Tagovailoa's exposure to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for me to say. And the Steelers said, put the ball in his hands. And we saw what happened when they did.
Right.
There's not an aspect of this game where the Steelers didn't play above the line. Agreed?
I agree. Maybe interior offensive line, but obviously Samalu got banged up for a little bit, so maybe there. But, I mean, they have a decent pass rush, and sometimes NFL players are going to get theirs, and NFL teams are going to get theirs, so it is what it is. You have Dylan Cook out there, who I thought played well, clearly, but maybe the offensive line of letting up three sacks and putting Aaron Rodgers on the ground three times, but that's it.
And really, one of those Rodgers took on purpose at the end to keep the clock running.
So two sacks, really.
So two sacks, which one, the first one, Aaron's got to get rid of that football, too. Like, it dropped him out of field goal range. Right. I was cursing his name. But that's nitpicking.
Mm-hmm.
This was an impressive, thumping, ass-beaten, however you want to put it. The Steelers looked like a playoff team, and the Dolphins, well, they made him quit in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They certainly made their head coach quit in the fourth quarter when they were taking their sweet old time.
Made no sense.
And not electing to go for the onside kick after the first touchdown really bizarre stuff from the Dolphins. We'll open up the phone lines early right now at 412-928-9370. It's a day for celebrating as the Steelers were victorious for the second consecutive week. Jeff Hathorn is going to join us at 7 o'clock. So we want to hear from you now at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Doran, you're right, they go to Detroit. Now all that would need to happen is Baltimore split the next two. And if you take care of business and beat Cleveland, you win the division in week 18, doesn't matter.
Yep.
Now, that could still happen if Baltimore loses their next two and you just so happen to beat Cleveland on the road at the mistake by the lake. But I think you got found money with this Detroit game. If you win, you've made a statement.
Yes.
If you win, mathematically, you're in a great spot.
Yes.
But if you lose and you're competitive, I'm not going to come in here on Monday and crush them.
No.
Winning on the road is hard. Winning on the road against a good team is hard. Winning on the road against a desperate team is hard. And I think you can go into that game kind of loosey-goosey with some confidence that, hey, we're playing our best ball. That's the biggest takeaway from this game.
Yeah.
They're playing their best football at the right time. It's two games, but I said it after the Chicago game. If Rodgers played, I think they win that game. You said it. If Rodgers plays, they win that game.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have won 4 out of 5 then. Like, they are actually playing pretty good football, and maybe I need to pinch myself. Maybe I'm just smoking the hopium because they've now won these two games in a row, but there are some stats that might underscore that the Steelers are actually a little bit better than their record would indicate. I mean, they've led 11 times at halftime, and this game was massive because how many times have they had the lead at halftime and they have a three and out?
Yes.
They said, okay, no, we got a lead at halftime. Let's go put this thing in the end zone and put this game fully squarely on the shoulders of Tua.
My thing and why sometimes stats may be misleading with this team is because it just doesn't look like it. And our eyes fool us sometimes, and we don't read the fine print of certain things. And not that that really matters all the time, but for me, this team, like, all I kind of base it on week to week is if I can see it. Like, if I can see a path to them competing in the playoffs, like, what do they hang their hat on? What are they really good at? I never really had answers up until last week. I did. I had one answer, and that was Aaron Rodgers. Then Aaron Rodgers breaks his wrist, and you're like, okay, like, he's 42 years old. Is he going to be able to bounce back? So you still have a lot of questions, but to be able to do it consistently has answered another question of mine. And can I see them competing the way they did the last 2 weeks against the Jacksonville Jaguars, against the Buffalo Bills, against the Houston Texans, against the Los Angeles Chargers in the playoffs? I kind of can now. I kind of can see it. I could see their method to their madness and what they want to do and see them actually execute it 2 weeks in a row. That's all I've ever wanted to see out of this football team for me to believe. And I'm not fully there yet. I won't be fully there until the end of the season.
Yep.
Rightfully so. And I think a lot of people can say the same thing. But is it okay if I say that I can see a route to them winning a playoff game the way that they've been playing the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, because they're going to, if they get in, obviously play at home. And if you got Jacksonville coming to your place,
and it's 12 degrees,
you have to like your chances. Jacksonville's playing really good football.
Yeah.
I'm taking nothing away from them. But the Steelers, it feels like, would have a chance if Aaron Rodgers can play this way,
right,
if he can continue to be aggressive, and if the head coach can continue to be aggressive. Because he was last night. I saw people tweeting because they only had 7 points in the first half. Wow, where'd the aggressive Steelers go? They went for it on fourth down 3 times. That is aggressive. One of the things that has me so excited today is that I didn't see them beating Baltimore. I did not see that coming, and they did. And I didn't see last night playing out the way that it played out. I thought the Steelers would win the game, but I thought it'd be ugly. I thought it would be a slog, and they handled their business in every sense of the word.
Yep.
And you did it without Watt and Harmon, which is huge. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Bob and Allison Park first up today as we open our phone lines right off the chute. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, I know it's minute, but I think momentum going from week to week does travel. Doran, you may be able to chime in on it. And it seems like, you know, there's 8 minutes to go, and it's 4th and 1, close to the 50, and we punt it. And then that's when it seems like the momentum shifted a little bit. I know they were never in danger, but why not keep going? Why not keep scoring? Run the clock down even more. There's 4 or 5 straight drives we score on, and at that point, we kick the ball, punt the ball with 8 minutes to go. That's when they go down and then score. But why not keep that momentum going from week to week? I just thought that changed a little bit. Like I said, I don't believe there was any danger, but, then they score and then they kick an onside kick. But why do we do that? And then you go into that prevent defense, it seemed to be. I just questioned that.
God damn it, Bob. I mean, just be happy, Bob.
Well, no, Bob. Like, I see what you're saying, and you could negotiate either side. I see what you're saying, but there comes a point whenever you're playing football at that level, whenever you have control. Like, you do know you have control. You could feel it. Like, as a coach, as a player, as a quarterback especially, and especially a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and a defense that has been making plays mostly all game and kind of has things wrapped up. So I had no problem with that at that time with 8 minutes to go because I felt like they had control of the football game.
Yeah, the only way the Dolphins were going to miraculously win that game is if you do something stupid.
Right.
You're up 28-9 with 7:36 to go. The ball's on your own 45. You punt that ball 100 out of 100 times.
Yes, you play defense.
And I get it. Our presets are all on criticized Tomlin. I get it. Believe me, I have to fight against that on mornings like today. But they made the right call to go for it the three times they did early in the game, and they made the right call to punt it there.
I totally agree.
You don't want to invite disaster.
Nope.
412-928-9370. The phone lines are open. Let's talk Steelers 28. Dolphins 15 with you. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Like we said, your calls coming up when we return. Also, we'll put Mike Tomlin a little bit more under the microscope after last night's victory.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next-to-nothing contract. Connor Hayward, an afterthought, had a touchdown run. Marquez been on a couple teams. Adam Thielen got cut. Samuel was on the street for a long time. So it says a lot about the character of the guys we brought in.
One of those cast-offs, Connor Hayward, according to Rodgers. And he has perfected the tush push. The Pittsburgh plunge, as they're calling it, Doran.
Oh.
You like that?
I kind of do.
You like that, Harry? Pittsburgh plunge?
Yeah.
You got something better? You got a better moniker for their little tush push?
You asked me what I thought of that one. It doesn't.
I know. I'm just wondering if you got something better. All right, so it's the Pittsburgh plunge for now. 412-928-9370. We talked about it yesterday. We're really good at this. We said if the Steelers are going to stop the run, you got to, A, stop the run, but B, be aggressive, take a lead, put the ball into his hands, and that's what happened. And I think, by golly, Mike Tomlin agreed. Mm-hmm. That's why he's going for it on all those fourth downs, because you want to put the pressure on Miami.
Yes.
And this aggressiveness these last couple of weeks, oh, where are my old Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't miss them.
Mm-mm.
No, Rodgers throwing it down the field because you're getting a lot of single high against the Ravens. And then in this game, it was sort of death by a thousand cuts, and you outstand. What's the word I want to use? You sort of. It was a war of attrition.
Yeah.
And eventually you broke them down. But part of that, part of the time of possession being in the Steelers' favor, which has not happened at all this year, is because Mike Tomlin said, hell with it. We ain't punting. We ain't kicking field goals. We're going. And I'm going to give Mike Tomlin a round of applause on that one. More of that, please.
That's the approach. Whenever you when you're going against an explosive football team, an explosive offense, is like you know that it only takes one play for them to get back into the game or to take a lead or to score points, score a touchdown. So, my approach, even this week, especially this week, is to let's keep the ball on the offensive side of the ball. You know, let's play aggressive. Let's try to score so we can kind of, widen the gap a little bit for them to have to come back in the game if they can come back in the game, because it only takes one play for somebody like Jahmyr Gibbs or somebody like Amon-Ra St. Brown or somebody like Devon Achane or somebody like Jaylen Waddle or Darren Waller to get you back in that football game. That is the right approach, and that should be the approach every week.
Yes, when the road gets narrow. This should be who they are. I thought you might have needed to clear your throat there. That's why I jumped in. A little help. A little secondary assist from the crowd, man. 412-928-9370. I'm with you. Detroit's defense is mad banged up. It was last year. It is again. But offensively, they're as gifted a team as you're going to find in the NFL. And schematically, they're as different as you're going to find in the NFL. So this week, push it on offense again. To the phones?
Yes, sir.
Tyler in Canonsburg, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Super happy with the win. You know, it's just, you get frustrated. Where has this offense been this whole year? They finally lived up to what I think they could do all year with Rodgers and some of these offensive weapons. We attacked the middle of the field, which is something Tomlin shied away from all year, and it makes a big difference. And just having Thielen and MVS out there, Thielen was open on a couple routes that Rodgers has dumped off. But his routes are impeccable. He's really freeing up DK, I think. I love those signings.
I'm with you on that. And people were worried coming into the year, is Rodgers going to have too much say? Is it going to look like the Jets? No, he needed more say. And we've seen him flex that say these last couple of weeks. The way that they threw it down the field against Baltimore. And then in this game, I thought Rodgers was masterful in the RPO game, Doran.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of runs called, obviously, where he checked out of them. And then there were a lot of those run pass option plays where he knew when to hand it off and when to let that sucker go. He had a ball that almost got picked, but it probably should have been a defensive holding or defensive pass interference. I thought Rodgers was an elite game manager. And I don't mean that to be an insult. Like he didn't go out and throw five touchdowns and 400 yards, but he did everything you need your veteran quarterback to do in a game such as last night.
Yes. Yes.
412-928-9370 is the number to call. We'd love to take your phone calls all morning long, at least until Jeff jumps on at 7. Then you can hop on the phone lines after that at about 720. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. People texting in nicknames for the Tush Push. Steeler Shove, lame. Steel City Shove, not great.
Logjammer.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I like the logjammer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jam it up in there.
I don't like the logjammer. It stinks. It stunk.
It actually legitimately did smell with the mildew. Yeah,
it smelled, and it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's ironic about that? That's where the steel curtain is now.
Right.
Where the logjammer used to be?
Yeah.
You ever ride that one?
No.
Me neither.
The steel curtain?
Yeah.
No. It breaks down all the time. Every time I'm there, it's not working.
It's kind of like the football team generally. Texter, Rodgers was telling the refs when to throw flags. He bitched at the refs so hard that they got the assist on the 12 man on the field. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. That's what I mean by elite game manager. The hard count was on full display, maybe in a way we haven't even seen this year. I mean, the hard count was a big part of their game plan because you've got a left tackle who's never played. You want to neutralize the pass rush any way you can. And then the 12 man on the field was just vintage Aaron Rodgers. Texter, have we ever won a game without T.J. Watt? Yes, now two. They were 1-11 coming into this game without Watt, and now 2-11. How about that? One more text before we hit the phones. Do you guys worry about the two garbage time touchdowns by Waller?
No.
No.
Prevent.
They wrote at the end, getting complacent in the fourth like the Pens in the third. It's not the same thing.
They won.
They were up 28-3.
Depends lose.
They're up 28-3.
Right.
You make them matriculate the thing.
Yeah.
Tackle them in bounds.
Uh-huh.
Win the game. It's all good. 412-928-9370. We'll focus in more on the defense later on in the show, but I want to really look at Rodgers' performance through the microscope when we come back, Doran. And we'll take your calls. Mark and Shaler, others waiting patiently on hold. Your next 412-928-9370.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7-0.
On third down, got it to DK Metcalf. And fighting his way for the touchdown.
Man, DK Metcalf threw Minka Fitzpatrick so far that I thought Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey were going to come back and return. That was, woo!
Threw him out the club.
He threw him out the club.
Out the club. Callus, out the club.
He threw him out of the club.
Yep.
Is the club the end zone? So, like, he threw him out of the club and then
it's like
the
about it's like himself? A bouncer at like a nightclub.
Mm-hmm. But he entered the end zone, though.
So. He did enter it, yeah.
He wasn't just guarding.
Forcefully, he entered that end zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling says, I've seen this from Rodgers before.
I was on the team when he won back-to-back MVPs, you know, so, you know, just being able to watch him relive those days and still make the same checks that I saw him make, you know, 3-4 years ago, and getting guys in the right spots and getting guys open to, you know, throw them the ball and get the ball down the field, it's important, and I love to see it.
Did it feel like
Marquez Valdes-Scantling had his Mike Williams moment. He caught a touchdown. Now, do we think he can add more? Oh, man, I forgot about that. I wonder if that's still in there. Dang.
Hey, man, got the dub. Hey, man, got the dub.
Is that in there?
It has to be.
Oh, come on. Give it to me. It's got to be in there. We'll find it. Yeah. But in the meantime, Doran, ask and you shall receive. We were sitting at Giant Eagle Market District a couple of weeks ago, and you said, you know what they got to do, damn it? Just let Rodgers go rogue. Rogue Rodgers. Put the damn game on this guy's shoulders. He's a four-time MVP. He's a Super Bowl champion. The road is narrow. It's cold outside. He's got those big oven mitt hands. Go out there and play the game. Rodgers yesterday. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's going to bring a tear to my eye. 17 of 18 for 173 yards, and both of his touchdowns on passes between the numbers, baby.
Crazy.
Let's go.
That's crazy.
94.4% completion percentage on such passes was his highest in a game since week 14, 2016. He's doing it. He's doing the thing.
You know what the Steelers are doing? They're playing football.
They're doing real adult football. They're grown-ups.
Wow. Look at that. The dig routes, the crossing routes. You hit MVS for a touchdown on a crossing route. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
Does it not bring a tear to your eye?
It really does. I mean, whenever I saw DK Metcalf run the dig route, whenever you go up to, what, 15 to 20, I mean, you can go 10 yards, 15 yards, or 20 yards in a dig route to in route, and they showed the back view, and I was like, wow, like, that is a legit dig route.
You called specifically for more dig routes for him.
Yes.
That was a hell of a throw.
I mean, yes. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Everybody's
right
going to make a big deal like I did about throwing him out of the club and
the throw.
Making a stupid trade joke. The throw was chef's kiss. Thing of beauty, man.
You thread the needle. Oh, my goodness.
He still got it in the cold, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking 85% completion percentage, and I understand a lot of it in the early going wasn't down the field, but coverage is going to dictate to some extent what you're going to do with the football, and you don't need to take deep shot after deep shot after deep shot when they're going to play cover. You can hit some whole shots right down the sideline, Doran. You attack the middle of the field, and they did.
They didn't throw down the sidelines at all, right?
They had one deep ball on the 12-man on the field. But I think that was sort of Rodgers knowing that there were 12 guys on the field. It's a free play. Right. That's why he was so furious. At first, I was like, was he? Well, he didn't run the right route? Because it was MVS, I believe.
I thought he was mad because of it was illegal contact.
Which it looked like it was as well.
But then after he kept complaining about it, I bet you I was thinking that it was something else because he was still going and going. He was pointing. He was like, no. I was like, oh, somebody was either there was an extra guy in the field and he caught him doing something. And that's where the late flag came in.
We can see how many people are watching on the twitter.com where we now stream live and on YouTube where we've been streaming live for a long time and on our stream, which is very popular. So all y'all out there listening to us chop up the Steelers and talk about Aaron Rodgers and how well he played, yet nobody's calling because you're all sick. You're sick people. It's a sick world we're living in. Sick people. Steelers win a game, nobody calls. Steelers lose, we'd have 12 occupied phone lines. Nobody wants to talk about Steelers? 25 or 28? Dolphins?
People are struggling
15?
Right now.
Come on.
If you went to the game, like you probably had a couple pops.
Get a cold. Bloody Mary in your ass and give us a call at 412-928-9370. A reason why I'm so ebullient this morning is because this is why you signed Aaron Rodgers, and I'm now starting to picture, because the picture is getting clearer, him in a playoff game at Acrisure Stadium. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. Steelers are now favored to win the AFC North, minus 125. The Ravens are plus 105. Last night prior to kickoff, it was flippy-floppied because the Steelers had yet to play. So you could actually have taken the Steelers at plus 105 last night, which would have been a good bet.
A little sprinkle.
A little sprinkle on the plus 105. But Rodgers at the line of scrimmage, hard count, 12 men on the field, his accuracy, his mastery of this offense, the game, he just felt in control of the game.
Wanted to take a timeout. Like there was times where he saw different looks and didn't like what he was in. He took a timeout, appropriate timeout.
Yes.
You know, using that. I think it was in the first half. It was maybe 3 minutes to go in the first half, right? And he takes a timeout.
It was
there.
Kind of one of those F it timeouts.
Right, like hey, let's fix this. Yeah,
let's fix it. And he's playing at a much higher, more sustainable level right now than Russ was at the same time last year. Like the crumble had started with Russ at this time last year. And Rodgers, he just seems to have control over the offense in a way that Russ didn't at this point in the season. Now, there are reasons for that and there are excuses for that, but I feel so much better about the level of quarterback play they're getting right now than I have since Ben retired. And that's going to give you a shot, man.
Well, I mean, and everybody knows this in sports, especially when you have that leader and you have that, you know, that star. What, in my opinion, whenever you're a star and you're the best, right, and regarded, you're the best at what you do, but you're also the best at bringing everybody's level of play up. And Aaron Rodgers has done that in the last two games. Like, he's been pretty good. He's been good, him, individually. He was really good last night. 23 out of 27, 224 yards, two touchdowns, I believe. Last week was really good. But look at everybody else he's bringing up around him, making their level of play better. I mean, you got guys that just got here, guys that got moved up from practice squads, guys that just got signed last week, starting basically because of him. There's nobody else that is explaining this offense and you know, showing these guys what to do, how to do it, where to do it, than Aaron Rodgers. Look at DK Metcalf the last two games. Look at, obviously, Darnell in the run game and in the pass game. Obviously got hurt last week. I mean, look at Kenneth Gainwell, giving him opportunities. Like, I'm not going to force the ball down the field. I'm going to throw it down to Kenny G because I know that he's going to fall forward and probably get a first down. Like, there are so many things that really good players do individually, but it's even better what they do and how they do it and how they bring everybody else up around them to raise their level of play maybe just another notch, which can produce winning football.
And we see it on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays, but a lot of that's the stuff that goes on during the week. I mean, calling out the practice habits for not being good enough, calling out guys for not picking up on the checks, calling out guys if they're not putting the work in, all that stuff matters. And Cam Hayward was talking about it on the ESPN Monday Night Football set after the game. He keeps everybody accountable.
Everybody.
And then Cam joked, he said, when he plays crappy, we tell him too, and he can take it. That's incredibly valuable. I'm watching the MVS touchdown again, and he's wide sticking open because you want to know why? Rodgers sold that play action fake so damn well, man. And they ran. You talk about complimentary football. They were running the ball into the teeth of that Dolphins defense on that first drive of the second half. Run, 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 run. He sells the play action fake, and his dude's wide open. It's a thing of beauty. Now the phone lines are popping. Look at that. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, was in the Steelers locker room following the game. He's going to join us coming up at the top of the hour. I said these are the games that Rodgers is made for. This is why you sign this guy. And a texter writes in, you sign Rodgers to beat a god-awful Dolphins team in below-zero weather? They just handled a team that won four straight games. Rodgers has now played two great games, by any metric, in December. I mean, some people, man, just be happy. Miami was not a bad football team coming into last night the way that they had played the last month of the season. And offensively, they had scored 25 points a game. They had rushed for 191 yards a game in that four-game winning streak. And you held them to 60 rushing yards and 15 points. And really, the 15 points shouldn't have been 15 points. Garbage time points.
I think that they're missing the point here. It's not about the Dolphins. You sign Rodgers to give you that opportunity to be in a position that they're in. It's not about, you know, who. It's not about the Miami Dolphins. It's about Rodgers taking care of business against a team like the Dolphins to put you in position to where you're at. It's Rodgers going down to Baltimore and getting a win. It's Rodgers, against the Colts. I mean, it is, you know, you're going to lose games in the NFL. NFL is very hard. It's extremely hard. It's way different than college. It's way different than, a lot of sports. So Rodgers gives you the best opportunity for what you had on the table in the offseason. And he was clearly the best option. And, you know, we'll see how it all pans out.
Yep.
But, I mean, he's given them a legit opportunity to win a division, to host a home playoff game, and to potentially win that playoff game. And what else were looking for?
At this time last year, Russell Wilson was playing some of the worst football in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers is going the other way. Rob in West Mifflin wants to chime in. Good morning, Rob.
Just win, baby. You know what I mean? Just win. Just play football. Take what the defense gives you. Just win, man.
Darn tootin'.
Yeah, it's December football, man. Just, you know, and that's why you wait for a guy like Rodgers, because he's a veteran. He's been there, you know. And I'm not no shot at Artie Smith, but it looked like he really did go rogue, Dorn. You know what yep. I mean? Like what you said, because like, he's calling stuff. He went stacked, three guys stacked to the right side of the line, back to back plays. One was a run, one was a pass.
Yep.
But that's why you bring it. That's why you wait for a guy like Rodgers, man. Like, and you know, a lot of people ain't gonna call him, but man, he was hot.
Yeah.
I don't care who they won, they got 53 of the best athletes in the world on their team, and they beat 53 of the best athletes in the world on those other teams they beat.
They beat them, too, Rob. It's not like they squeaked one out. We knew going in, you got to stop the run. Mm-hmm. They did. And we wanted to see Rodgers be aggressive. He was. 17 out of 18 on throws between the numbers. It's what we've all been asking for after they did it against Baltimore. People should be happy today.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're winning the Super Bowl. Doesn't even guarantee they make the playoffs.
But they finally got a win that we kind of felt like they were supposed to win too.
Yep.
Like, it'd be just, could you imagine sitting here right now if they were to lose to the Miami Dolphins in the cold weather and Tua threw, you know, and played the way he did, but HN was the reason why they won. Like, you'd be pulling your hair out right now.
They'd be back to the drawing board.
Oh, my God.
And it's too late for back to the drawing board. You got to be playing your best football and last 2 weeks they have been, and particularly Rodgers, 46-61 the last 2 weeks, 508 yards, four passing touchdowns. His adjusted completion percentage, 80%. So he has been on the friggin' money. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, about Rodgers when we come back. Also, Isaac Seumalo, doesn't sound good. We'll get the report from Jeff from after the game. And how's this locker room feeling? Rodgers said he hopes guys are believing. Was Jeff getting a sense of belief when he talked to guys after the game? We'll talk to Jeff about all those things when we return. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.